No, we're still here, y'all.
Hello and welcome to In the Know with Ohinua, highlighting artists and their music. I'm your host, Ohinua, and I hope you all are having a nice evening. Now, for you artists out there that would like to get your music heard on FL Radio, please listen to this.
If you are an artist and you would like to get your music played on the Infinite L Radio Show, you may do so by emailing us at ile.music@infinitelent.com. Again, that email address is ile.music@infinitelent.com.
This evening, I have a special co-host with me this evening. Her name is Kenzie Mazing, and she's our 2022 winner of the Smash the Beats contest. I also want to let you know we are having a featured guest this evening as well, and her name is Trinity, and she is based out of Sacramento, California. Hi there, Mackenzie. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing pretty well. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. So, I want to ask you a question. When you got into the contest with Smash the Beats, what was your experience out of the whole contest?
I mean, it was really great. I got to know the other contestants along the way. There was a whole group chat on Instagram. Definitely there was, like, good guidance, and it was, like, do you want me to, like, describe the whole process of, like, the choosing the beats and everything?
No.
That was a really interesting.
Well, you can't, but what was your experience out of the whole thing? What did you learn from it?
I usually, when I write songs, usually start with melody and lyrics, but I definitely learned how to start with the music and then build melody and lyrics from there. So I think this has been a really great experience and practice in that.
Okay. And you did mention something about you met the other artists through the group chat.
Oh,
what
yeah.
Was that
it was
like?
Just really. It was definitely great to get to know everybody listening to each other's music that they'd put out before. It was really great. Like, I felt really honored to be a part of the group. It was like people who had already made songs.
So, was this the first time that you've done something like this before?
In, like, a competition, yes. Like, on my own, I've written stuff before, but I've always been too nervous to, like, put it out into the world. So I feel like this was my first official putting myself out there as a songwriter.
All right. So do you feel more comfortable now that you went through this experience?
Slightly. There's still a lot of anxiety, but that's just me. Being me, but yeah, I definitely feel really good about it now.
All right. And I know you work with Barry through this
mm-hmm.
process. What was that like?
Well, he's really great. He's really creative, and like just all the beats that he made that we all chose from were all really good. I definitely had to narrow it down. I like had a list of like, okay, this, but like, what could I do with this one? And I've gotten to talk to him more since the competition when we were talking about like other creative things. And I think he's like really cool. Both of us are like very creative in a lot of fields. So like, he's really great. And it was really fun getting to know him.
Okay. Now, with that said, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to play your song. So this is the song that won the 2022 Smash the Beats contest, Same Old Shit.
What can I say? It was a day, and now I'm wondering just why I feel this way. It all goes slow, before you know, motivation slips away and nothing can be done. If you wanted to know me better, stick around and you'll believe that a brain can be a funhouse mirror. Stop and take a laugh, that's a good time fast, fast. As it crawls up my spine on the merry-go-round, hold tight to the mane, here we go, go again. Same old shit, brain is bliss. Same old shit, can't say that you feel it, it's just saying it, don't you say it, we don't have the same brain. The same right. Typical, so natural. Like you, I just can't jump off of the attraction. It could be this, it could be that. I'm just thinking about the possible reaction. Pretend I can fly as the Ferris wheel rolls, hoping that's enough to forget, forget it's rough. Same old shit, brain is split. Same old shit, can't say that you feel it, it just ain't it, don't you say it, we don't have the same brain. Not on the same ride. I wanna scream out, but it's an inconvenience. Even though it's so loud, they can't hear me anyway. I need to get out, I think I'm getting seasick. If I could lay down, but there's no ground. Same old shit, brain is split. Same old shit, brain is split. Come back soon.
And that was Mackenzie Amazing with Same Old Shit. One question for you, Mackenzie. Where did you come up with the concept for that song?
Well, real life. Like, I had already written one version, but then I didn't feel like it was, it like resonated enough. And then I just decided instead to draw from how I was feeling because I'd been having a really bad few weeks. And so I used that kind of, like, when you get into that sort of funk as inspiration, where, like, you know, like, this is bad, but it's happened so many times that it doesn't feel, like, unique or anything anymore. And then, especially in the second verse, I touch on how some people will just say, like, oh, just get over it, or do something else, when it's like, that's really, if it was so simple, everyone would do that. So it's that kind of feeling of, oh, it's this again. It's back, the sadness.
Okay. And that is a true feeling for certain people. So I do like that song. So
thank you.
Next, go ahead. You're welcome. So now I'm going to bring in our special guest, Trinity. How are you doing this evening?
Hello, hello. I'm doing well.
That's good.
Yeah, yeah. It's nice to be joining you this evening.
And you know what? I'm glad to have you up here. I hear you from Sacramento.
Yes, I'm currently in Sacramento, but I'm actually from pretty much everywhere, especially down south.
Okay. I do know that we are going to be doing your debut release of one of your songs this evening on my show, and I thank you for allowing me to do that.
Amazing. I'm super excited. Thank you for having the song.
Mackenzie, was there anything you want to say?
No, I'm just excited to hear more about you and hear your music.
Yeah, I'm really excited to share.
Well, with that, my first question for you is, what inspired you to get into music?
Well, music really found me at a young age. Ever since I can remember, I started playing around with instruments ever since I was 3, 4, 5 years old. I picked up the violin at age 8, and at age 11, I picked up the flute, and I joined a band, middle school band, and I just never put instruments down. I've been playing around with instruments all my life. So, yeah, it's just my family has a heavy track record of I come from a family of musicians, so music found me. So.
Okay. Basically, you were born into it. Oh, I'm sorry.
I was just wondering if you'd ever done marching band, because you said you did.
Yes. I did marching band, I did jazz band, I did orchestra, all of the above. Saxophone right now is my main instrument, but I have skills on flute, clarinet, trumpet, guitar, keyboard, drums, and some vocal skills as well. So yeah, I did marching band. That was really fun.
It sounds like you're just basically a whole band in and of yourself. That's really awesome.
Yeah, thanks. You know, sometimes I keep hearing maybe I might be a one-woman band.
Now, my next question, because we know that when recording your music, how do you decide when to play an instrument on your songs?
Well, the feeling just comes to me when I how I decide when to play an instrument on my song. It depends on the feeling that I have and the song that I'm looking to create or the genre that I'm going for. It's like a natural kind of thing. It just comes naturally. And sometimes I might, you know, hear an idea in my head, and I'll try to duplicate what I hear in my head through whichever medium, whether it's a saxophone or a keyboard or a guitar. So it's just based off of feeling, however I feel when I'm creating the song.
So between, singing and... Sorry.
No, go ahead.
So between singing and producing and playing instruments and songwriting, which of the many things that you do you enjoy the most?
The part that I enjoy the most, I have to say, definitely is live performance, because when I'm able to get the feedback from live people, and the energy, it gives me more incentive. I feed off of the energy of whoever's listening, and then my creativity flows even better. So out of all of those, my favorite thing to do is live, maybe impromptu or just, live performance is my favorite. So, yeah.
When you are doing your live performances, and I'm assuming that gets you that energy, the boost in front of the audience?
Yes. The energy from the audience, honestly, in some of the best songs created are actually the ones that aren't rehearsed, the ones that just happen off of, say, for example, if you get like a rapper that's like freestyling or flowing, they like to say, oh, this is off the dome, and they'll flow and rap and freestyle. Or, well, the same thing, I feel the same way about when I'm playing the saxophone live. It's the energy that I get off of the crowd is sometimes what makes the best songs, or even the best performances, or even the best moments. I'm a strong believer in that we need each other, and working together, like, it helps. Like, just working with other musicians and other people is just much better to me.
Okay. Because you wear so many hats, singer, songwriter, producer, how hard is it when working on your own stuff?
When working on my own, because I wear so many hats, the dilemma that I face usually is, like, if I'm creating or if I'm writing a song, it's kind of hard to compose the song and then go on top of it and write lyrics and come up with a theme or a subject and then rap or sing on top of it. That part sometimes I have problems with, or also sometimes I have problems when it comes to a specific genre, because, like you said, because I wear so many hats, my genre sometimes might get a little bit mashed and mixed up. And so, yeah, I think that would be a weakness, maybe just focusing more so on one specific job or one specific thing instead of trying to do everything. So, yeah, I think that's probably where I have a little hard time.
So besides music, what are other things that you enjoy doing?
Well, besides music, it's kind of like I pretty much, my philosophy is life is a song. So the other things that I enjoy doing, I like to help people. I'm an educator. I like to teach, especially kids, because I get joy when I'm able to teach a child how to do something new, a new skill. Brings joy to my heart. I'm also outside of an educator, I'm also a visual artist. I like to draw, paint. I also write poetry. Those things also bring me great joy.
You have many hats. and that's amazing. That is amazing. Because you don't find too many artists out there that, besides the music or producing, they have these other goals that they're focused on as well.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them, you said you like helping kids.
Yeah.
Learning new things. And what would you say are some of the new things that you help kids learn with?
Outside from general education, being a general mm-hmm. educator, I find great joy in teaching kids music theory, whether it's just basic music theory or if they want to pick up an instrument and learn it. The reason I like doing that is because once you, like, the settings that I've been in the past, they see what you can do with sound and how it relates to mathematics. they get this kind of like spark in their eyes and they want to learn how to do it. And their enthusiasm, it's just, oh, it just makes me feel so happy and eager to teach them how to read music and basic music theory. Like I said, outside of general education, I thoroughly enjoy music theory, teaching music theory.
Different. And not too many I know are into just, you know, helping kids learn music. Because that's a passion of yours, and you want to actually pass that passion on.
Right.
So, what I'm going to do right now is we're going to go ahead and we're going to go ahead and debut your new song. This
Yay.
Is Friend Zone. This is Friend Zone by Trinity. And I hope you enjoy.
Okay.
And that was our debut release, Friend Zone by Trinity. Yay! Now, my question for you is, what inspired you to write Friend Zone, and how did you end up working with producer Theory on this particular project?
Okay. So I have to, off the top... give an immediate shout out to my cousin DeMarco, because Theory is DeMarco's friend, and DeMarco's a rapper. Well, started talking to Theory, and he's, you know, I'm telling him, hey, this is what I do, you know, and we're like, okay, well, let's see if we can work together, and just spontaneously, he sent me that, and I was like, okay, well, the song, of course, arranged that brilliant piece. The song, he titled it Friend Zone. So, like I was saying earlier, if I'm given a certain theme or topic, I'm able more so to stay in the subject area. So when he said friend zone, I said, okay, well, how do I describe what does it mean to be in the friend zone? Okay, well, I'm sure all of us ladies have had maybe a relationship where we just kind of got fed up. But, you know, so we might have needed a break or something, you know. And so you might want to put him in the friend zone, you know, on the shelf over there for a second. And so that's kind of like the backstory on that. But it just kept going. Having that that topic to talk about, I got really creative in the lyrics. And that's the product. That's what happened. So it was a collaborative thing. So, yeah.
That right there, I understand it.
Yeah.
I so do. I so do. And friends of mine, I get it. Mackenzie, what do you think?
Wonderful. I was just sort of getting lost in jamming into it. Oh yeah. Part of like the high instrumental in the background almost started sounding like it was saying friend zone too. Like friend zone.
Exactly.
Yeah. I guess in that song my goal was to describe the definition of what happens when you have a gentleman, a boyfriend or whatever relationship, and you're kind of getting tired of certain things, you just kind of have to put him over there in the friend zone and go on about your life. So, yeah.
Got it.
Well, I definitely want to hear more. How about we listen to now is Love Love?
Oh,
that would be
that one. It's about to be Valentine's Day. That's a great, great song for Valentine's Day.
Definitely.
Bye.
amazing.
Wow.
There is nothing more romantic than a saxophone. Nobody can change my mind. That was very wonderful.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Oh, wow. Yeah. I wrote that song a little while ago, and it was actually around Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is Cupid month, and sometimes we often wonder, is love really love? And so, yeah, that song was a combination of saxophone, flute, and some guitar.
Okay. Now, we have a caller for you. Caller from 916. Your question? Caller?
Oh, hey, how y'all doing?
We're doing good.
Hey, Trinity and Mackenzie. I just wanted to come on and show some support. First off,
hey,
last...
Hi.
Hey.
I think I know this.
Last... You know who I am? Now, that last piece that I just heard with you playing with the saxophone, that was really nice. Man.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Well, I really did. Yes.
Now, caller, who are you?
I am Theory. I just want to chime in and show some support, you know, real quick. And I got Mackenzie on the line. You know, I had to come over here, you know, see how y'all doing.
Doing good.
Glad to have you on.
Good. Thank you. Just here to support and listen. Y'all go ahead and continue.
Thank you very much. So, caller, what did you think of the last song?
Honestly, like I heard what Mackenzie was saying about something about with Valentine's Day and just how the saxophone just seems to be a beautiful way to express that. And she's right. Like it really is. It just really puts you in such a beautiful mood. And it's nothing like being serenaded by a saxophone, especially when you know how to play. So thank you, Trinity.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. I'm really glad you joined us. Theory, actually, you know, we I feel like it wouldn't have been the same without you, so I feel really happy that you joined us, and thank you for enjoying that song, Is Love Love, and yes, that's actually one of my favorite songs to play live, because the vibes and things of that nature, it's just, especially around this time of year when you see all the hearts and all the chocolates and flowers and Valentine's Day things. The saxophone just adds an ambiance to Valentine's Day and the love season. So definitely, thank you for liking it.
No problem.
All right, so thank you for calling in.
You're welcome. Good to hear from you girls. And just keep doing your thing, Trinity, Mackenzie. Song's amazing. I heard that at the beginning of the show as well. It's really, really nice. And I will see y'all later.
You have a nice night.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Now, the next song that we're going to play for you this evening is Anthem.
Oh.
Oh, hold on, a little difficulties here.
A bit of food.
Thank you.
If you are an artist and you would like to get your music played on the Infinite L Radio Show, you may do so by emailing us at ile.music@infinitelent.com. Again, that email address is ile.music@infinitelent.com.
All right, there, listeners, that was Anthem, and that was by Trinity. Trinity, when composing that song, Anthem, what inspired you to write it?
I was asleep, and I woke up, and I had this melody in my head, and it originally started as, I'm just getting sleepy. Sleepy, yeah. So I took my saxophone and I played it out and just basically went behind it and backed up the chords and the music and things like that. So I don't know why every time I hear that, it makes me feel sleepy for whatever reason. I guess it's a relaxing kind of state that I get in. Yeah, that was one of the spontaneous melodies that I just felt really creative that day when I made that song.
The instrumental was, you know, the sax. It made you relax because I was sitting here just rocking back and forth.
Yeah.
Listening to it. I was just getting relaxed. So it does make you relax, like you said. Get a little sleepy, so it's helping you get there.
Yeah, it truly is. Definitely.
Mackenzie, did you feel that way or anything?
Most certainly. Sorry, my brain isn't working. It was so good. It reminds me how much more I need saxophone in my life. That was, like, really skillful.
All right, now. We have another caller on the line. We have a caller from 916. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing good.
Right on, right on. Trinity, how are you?
I'm okay. I have
Great.
A guess of who this might be.
Yeah, so my name is DJ Soup. I'm from Sacramento, born and raised. Trinity, you guys got to understand, Trinity is a genius. Like, don't let the smooth voice fool you. She is a genius. Don't stop being shy. Stop playing with these people. I'm telling you, man. I met her. Look, I met Trinity. What was it? It's only been like, what, 3-4 weeks maybe?
About four weeks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, just about a month. I was DJing, I think that is the Hilton on Arden Way. And I remember the person that hired me said, yeah, you know, we got a saxophonist coming in to, you know, do her thing. So, you know, like plug her in. I was like, yeah, no problem. So I get there, and, you know, she walks in and, you know, has her gear and, you know, she's setting up. We introduce. And I remember she was having a bit of technical difficulties. You know, so that's why they call me Soup. So I swooped in like Soup. That's why they call me Soup. Like, okay, I was like, okay, I probably got some of the songs that you might play. So, you know, turned out I had, you know, a lot of stuff. So I was like, look, I'm just going to play the music, right? And then I'm just going to switch it to an acapella, and then you just do your thing. We never skipped a beat. I mean, it was so ridiculous. People was coming up to me after the event and was like, yeah, so how long you guys been playing together? I was like, look, I just met this girl tonight. She's an animal, man. I think she's a beast. Stop playing with Trinity. And I'm so glad that you're in Sacramento. We're going to be rocking shows. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be doing our thing. And I just want you guys just to understand who you're dealing with. This is a genius. This is a savant. Okay? Stop it. And I've been DJing every weekend of my adult life since 1994, and I've never encountered anybody like her, okay? Just want to put that out in the matrix. Do what you're going to do with it, all right?
Wow. Thank you so very much for letting me know.
Okay, not a problem. You guys have a good evening.
You too.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So, Trinity, the Beast.
That was awesome.
So what else you got going on out there that we don't know about?
Hey, I'm new to Sacramento. You know, like he said, I'm just doing my thing. I'm doing what I love to do, and it comes natural. And I just recently moved here from Atlanta, Georgia, primarily, but I spent about 10 years in Chattanooga, Tennessee. So I'm new. Yeah, I'm like a new kid on the block over here. So, yeah, I'm just doing my thing. So but I was actually really surprised, DJ Soup called in. That was actually a really good event. And like I was saying earlier, I feed off of the energy of the people. It's like a back and forth kind of thing. So live performances is absolutely my sweet spot. So, yeah.
Well, he put it all out there for you.
Yeah.
He said, don't let her fool you. That's what I like the most. Oh, my goodness. So, with your music, and since you're so new to the Sacramento area, what is it that, drives you? I know that you're from a family, it's all from your family. You were born into it, basically. But what drives you personally?
Personally, a lot of my emotions and things like that, things that you see in the world that you can't quite change. I wish I could help the whole world. You know, I like helping people, but unfortunately, can't help everybody all the time. So it's my driving factor is putting emotions into music, whatever it might be, happy, sad, or surprised or mysterious, enthusiastic, or even getting into more so of one of my favorite bands is actually Snarky Puppy, and they do like a lot of alternative jazz kind of stuff. Putting emotions into a song is what drives me the most, and then collaborating with people, helping people, it brings joy to my heart.
I see you have passion, I see you have dedication, and I see that you're going to go far. I see that.
Yes.
Mackenzie, anything you want to say?
I don't know what to say that hasn't already been said. Like, you're talented, you're determined, you have a big heart. I hope to hear, I can't wait to hear more.
Awesome. Yeah.
Well, you know what? I want to thank you both for being on with me this evening. So, Mackenzie, is there anything you want to say?
Thank you for having me.
You are so welcome. Trinity, is there anything you would like to put out there?
Same thing. Thank you for having me. And, I look forward to working more in the future. And, Mackenzie, you are a brilliant, amazing songwriter. Like, your song was, brilliant. Like, it was really, I could feel it. Same old shit, you know? So, I know we're all collaborating with Theory, all due respect and everything like that. So maybe we could all come together and do more. Like, yeah, this is good stuff. I like to collab and just do more. So, yeah.
Definitely, I would love to. I would love to work with you so badly.
Indeed.
Now, Trinity, there is one more thing I want to say to you. We have an affiliate that's part of the Infinite Elf radio show, and they're Rhythm and Views show, and they're based off of YouTube. And on Friday the 11th, they're going to be playing your song, Friend Zone. So they're also going to be debuting it for you.
Awesome. Awesome.
So,
yeah.
We knew you'd know about that, so we wanted to bring that to your attention as well. So,
we need some effects. We need the applause. Yay! Yeah. Cool.
Oh, and Mackenzie?
Uh-huh.
I have to make a clarification because I said that wrong. It's your song. I'm sorry, Trinity.
Oh.
Yes.
I got it mixed up. and I apologize. It's your song that they're going to be debuting on the show on Friday. So, same old shit is going to be debuted. So, I'm sorry. I had to make that correction. Go ahead.
It's like, we have Trinity's too?
I don't know. I can't say yes or no on that one. You're the contract winner. For the Smash
Beat. You're the contract winner.
So they're going to be debuting your song on Rhythm and Views. So, again, I had to make that correction, and I apologize. But, yeah, because you're the contest winner for the 2022 Smash to Beat Singer Contest, you are going to be played, and they're going to debut your song. So, definitely, yay!
Yes.
Go ahead. So, it's going to be sometime Friday evening. So, just go to their site, and it would be youtube.com/rhythmandviewsshow. And you should see the posting up there for when they're going to play your song. And if you don't see it, you may have to subscribe to their channel.
Oh, I'm subscribed already.
Okay. So, and we want to thank Theory. So if you guys would like to find out more about Theory, you can go to beatsbytheory.com to find out more about him. And I thank you both, Trinity and Mackenzie, for being on the show with me tonight. You guys have a nice night.
Thank you for having us. Congratulations, Mackenzie.
Thanks. I'm so glad I got to hear you. You're so awesome.
Yeah, me too. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
No. Good night. Now, for my next show, it's going to be February the 17th at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. My featured host, artist, Lord have mercy, excuse me, my featured artist is going to be the 2022 Smash the Beats Contest second place winner, and that is Renee Denise. So, again, we have our Rhythm and Views
that's affiliate of the Infinite L Radio, that will be playing Mackenzie and Megan's Same Old Shit. And you would have to go to their site, youtube.com/ Rhythm and View Show, to find out when that would be. With that said, I hope you all have a nice evening. Good night.